Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, have you ever heard of motorists?
Well, yeah, the other drivers on the road.
No, motorists.
You mean the music people listen to when they're driving, right?
No, motorists. I guess I'm not getting through to you. Okay, Patrick, we have a really nice day today.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful day. It's, it might be a little hot, but that's to be expected. It's August in the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. We have had unseasonably pleasant weather.
Yes, we have.
A few days.
The humidity's been down, which
really
is good.
Nice. But anyway, it's a nice day. And what makes it even nicer is that we are hanging out outside of Settle Down Easy Brewery.
Yeah.
We are in the front outdoor area with like a tent.
Yep.
To provide the needed shade, and we have beers.
We do.
So cheers.
Cheers to all, and we have friends.
We have friends, too. We'll get to that in a second here. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
With us, two friends. We have Mike Snyder.
Guys, how are you?
Good.
Always a pleasure, Mike. And we have Bill Mulligan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Bill.
And the reason we're at Settle Down Easy Brewery is because this is going to be the location, the site of night one of Suburbs Fest.
That's
October
right.
1st, we'll be here. Come out. It's going to be like a meetup and open mic night that we'll have on October 1st here in Falls Church. And then night two is going to be live music, four different bands playing, including Wingtip Sloat.
That's right.
At the American Legion Hall in Silver Spring, Maryland. And then night three is going to be a Frank Muffin show at Ned Devine's in Herndon, Virginia. So three nights of hanging out with us, listening to music, and drinking, and you buying us drinks.
And Tuesday, I check into the Betty Ford Clinic.
That's right.
I actually just got some good news, which is that my parole officer is going to let me go out of the state for the event on Saturday.
Across the state line?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Very
good. Got to be back by midnight. That's the only stipulation.
All right. Okay, so we're going to do new music this week, July new music. And we're going to hang out here at Settle Down Easy all week.
Great.
So you might hear some stuff in the background, but it's all good.
There's like the wind?
There's a lovely couple at the table next to us, and they have two really nice dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. One wants to eat me, I think.
This dog.
But they're very calm. They're like
really
checking,
nice.
They're catching the wind. They're relaxing. It's like a typical a dog's life photo.
Yeah, I love it. I wish I could lay on my side like that and just go to sleep.
Yeah. On a hard surface.
Yeah.
I know.
Be beautiful.
Shadow does the, the plop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, man, doesn't that hurt? Like on the wood floor or something. It just plops down. But I guess it works for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do we start here? Oh, yes. July new music. We like to start with Stephen Rowledge because he is the one who inspired all of this listeners to call in. Right?
The OG. He's got it.
Hi Jim and Patrick, intern Sam, Sammy, Matt, Mary, and new arrival Jason, along with Patrick's one true friend Shadow. Stephen Routledge here calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for July. I've really had to agonise over the final two this month, but I think I've managed it. And as such, I'll start with the opening track from an album released at the start of the month, that being Utopian Ashes, by Primal Scream's Bobby Gillespie and Savage's Jenny Beth. Chase It Down opens with acoustic guitar and strings, leading you to think we could be heading for Verve-style widescreen rock, but then the wah-wah guitar and the bass come in, and then the groove is strong with this one. It has a great retro soul and funk feel that continues throughout the album, which reminds me in some ways of the Karen O Danger Mouse project Lux Prima, which was the best album of 2019. The work here isn't quite as strong as that, but still. This is mighty fine stuff, even throwing in a wah-wah guitar solo towards the end. From something that very much has a retro sound and groove, to something else extremely modern sounding, and that is Hurt from Scottish duo Vukovi. The opening notes suggest a trip to modern pop, or possibly a Harris King-pleasing electro sound. but very quickly things switch up to aggressive poppy punk. But then we get to the chorus and we hit a full-on rock sound. This song teeters just on the edge of a too modern sound, in both tone and production. And most of their other songs fall on the wrong side of that line for me. But this song holds it all together in a perfectly satisfying, interesting and hard-rocking balance. Well, that'll do for this month, although it was a huge struggle getting the shortlist of five down to the final two. As ever, I look forward to hearing what you, the interns, and my fellow listeners select. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs. Ever.
So great to hear from Steven.
It's always wonderful.
Yes.
Totally wonderful.
Okay, so let's see. Where do we start here? Okay, so the first song he mentioned is Bobby Gillespie and Jenny Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Chase It Down. All right, thoughts?
I liked it. I and as always, when Steven describes a record or an album, he's very, very accurate, at least to my sensibilities, right? Like the way he describes it, I can totally hear the way it comes out. I will say it's really interesting about the wah-wah pedal. I mean, we should do a show on the wah-wah pedal or something, but
I'd be all for that.
You know, it has, you know, you can ridicule it and in some ways, you know, and you think of it as like Peter Frampton and all these different kinds of heavy rock things, but the way it's used in soul music like that would, as a rhythmic percussion, you know, just in the background, wow, waka, wow, waka, wow, yeah, is really cool. It's really cool the way they did it there, especially works with the strings. You'd never think that wah-wah pedal and strings would really work together, but that works perfectly.
Yep.
I think it, you know, it's interesting that, you know, this is a Steven pick. It's got such a rich mix with symphonic touches, you know, and it really builds. I'm sure this is going to build to something if you kept listening. Yep. So it definitely makes you want to keep, you know, go check out the song and check it out.
I do too. I only hear the wah-wah solo at the end that he mentioned.
Okay, and then his second selection was Bukovi, Hurt.
You took it all, it hurt so much. I can see that you're a monster, a danger.
All right, that high energy for sure.
Yeah, yeah, definitely tearing, and definitely, as Steven said, a totally different vibe from the other record. And I have not heard of this outfit before. Very interesting. Yeah, brand new.
Yeah.
Top of mind to check out.
Yep. Okay, now we have one more caller today.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because it was somebody who left a message very early in the month of July with a new music pick, and he just happens to be here at the table.
Oh, what do you know?
Coinkadink.
So Bill Mulligan has a new music pick for July. And sweet. So I'm going to give Bill the option here. Do you want me to actually play the message, or do you just want to talk about it, or what do you want to do?
Why don't you play the message, because I can't remember what it says.
Okay. It's been so long, right?
Greetings to the cast and crew of Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Bill Mulligan with a new music pick for July, a tune entitled Through to You by the Canadian band Motorists. Their Bandcamp page describes them as purveyors of jangly power pop, and to my ears, this song would fit perfectly on a Let's Active album, with energetic music paired to lyrics that are perhaps not quite as upbeat. I'm looking forward to the release of the full album in September. Give Through to You a listen, and keep rocking the suburbs.
Okay, Bill, so how did you discover the Motorists?
So, some time ago, one of you, I think it may have been you, Jim, recommended The Boys, The Perpetual Nervousness.
I don't know, maybe. Might I have can't been. Remember.
Yeah,
somebody
mm-hmm.
did. Yeah, yep. Someone did.
And I went on Bandcamp and bought their album, and when you buy it, it says, do you want to get stuff from the band, and do you want to get stuff from the album, Boba Integral?
From the label?
From the label, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, sure. And a couple of weeks ago, they said, hey, you might like this. I don't know why they thought I might like this, but I did. So because of another purchase on Bandcamp, which was something that I made because of the podcast. So
beautiful.
Nice.
I love that record. I thought that was great. I really liked the way the drums worked, especially in the verse when those little drum rolls would kind of punctuate the way everything was happening. And the ride cymbal was kind of open, but it was buried down in there, which was really, really cool. I also heard the line automatic for the people they slid in there.
Shout out.
That was really clever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I like the jangly instrumentation of it. I probably need to listen more to get attached to the vocalist, but I really was grabbed by the instruments.
Yeah, same.
But I think that's a great way to discover new music is to it doesn't always work, but sometimes it will work, especially with indie labels, to follow that label and get to know the sort of play tone, stable of artists, right? Because a lot of times, especially with the smaller labels, they tend to have similar
very
types
true.
Of acts, right?
Yep.
So if you like one, you may like some others that they put out.
And oftentimes it is literally being run by one or two people, and they have a philosophy of music. They have a style, right? Great point.
And unfortunately, we don't have those options, those ways we learned about music in the past, whether it was going to a place that played music, whether it was a local radio station that played music we wanted to hear, or a record store we could go in and hang out for half an hour because we can't be physically, even though we're open, we're not fully open.
That's right. Yeah.
And I wanted to say that one of the reasons I sent my pick in so early was after last month when Nick Scalera beat me on the quivers. I wanted to make sure I got this in before he did.
That's right.
So you motored your way right to the front of the pack.
Motorist. Very cool. I've heard of swearing at motorists, but I haven't heard of motorists. So
I swear at motorists quite a bit. In fact, that sounds a good band name.
Yeah.
Swearing at motorists.
Well, I was going to say motorists is a great band name.
Exactly.
I can't believe it hasn't been used before.
Well, right?
And it also seems to just totally fit this power pop or jangle pop sort of style too, right?
Yep.
It's driving.
Yep. Hey, it's got a lot of Chris Stamey in it. And last time the four of us were together, we were talking about him. So.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so that's episode one for
Very
Listener
good.
New Music. We'll come back tomorrow, and we will have, let's see here, two more listeners tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what a great week. We get to hang out at our brewery all week.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
We're not even getting paid. That's okay, though. I would pay to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Mike Schneider.
And I'm Bill Mulligan.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, computer.
Okay, computer, do your thing. Give us the magic.